Guadalupe Squares. Ringtones and videos of Creepy E getting the shit knocked out of him. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
Larry around there? It's corn. I don't know if we can.
There he is.
Can we bring up the thing that's coming in January? We can talk about that, right?
I thought so. Did Mark?
Then we will. Maynard forgot his keys. He's coming back.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, Maynard's like, oh, my keys. We got to go back to Phoenix. So he's bringing the whole crew back. And Tool's going to do another show in January. How about that? They'll be here in a couple months.
Different opener, apparently.
So what? Who went for that in the first place?
Maybe it's somebody
now
big.
I'm going.
Hey, he's doing another one, yeah. Tool's back in January. We don't have the official dates in front of us, but we will have all your information. As we did so well the first go-around, let's do it again. Here's the great Larry
Breaking
McFeely
news.
With your information, Larry.
We're a little early.
What do you got? Oh, we're not allowed to mention it yet?
I guess not, but that's all right. Yeah, so...
why is that?
Because I guess it's supposed to be at 10 o'clock.
In 12 minutes?
Yeah. So, wait, hold on.
Oh, man.
Hey, ready?
Oh,
and wait.
Okay. So Larry will announce
no,
when
no,
Tool's
No, we're waiting for 12 minutes.
Oh, I see.
Sure. We're all
okay.
just going to be silent
gotcha.
For 12 minutes. And there's the mustache pretzel truck.
Is it leaving?
No,
I didn't
not
get
yet.
A mustache pretzel.
All right, so, yeah, so Maynard and the gang are coming back.
In January.
In January.
We don't have a date?
The 18th.
Okay.
Which is
Same venue.
Saturday, which will be at Gila
Saturday
River
night.
Arena.
It's
it
a
is a Saturday,
Saturday
night.
So much better than Wednesday, which was
yeah.
the last time.
And tickets will be on sale this Friday.
So it took them like 10 years to show up, and now they're back twice in 3 months.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. But I do like the keys thing.
What?
He left his keys.
Yeah, he liked it. I've got my keys, you guys. We've got to go back. We got to check all. We got to go retrace our steps. Do everything we did back
to
November.
So the real question is, and I was asking Eric this morning, I was like saying, will you go back?
Would you go again? Saturday night's probably.
Oh, he's
in.
I go to every Tool show, but. I don't know. That's a pretty quick turnaround.
That's a lot.
I know. It is a pretty quick turnaround. But I'm already thinking,
you're
yeah,
do it again.
I think I would. I think I would go.
I would have to check the set list before.
And that is a big deal, yeah. too, is like making sure that you check the set.
I didn't see the first one. Saturday night might be the
yeah.
difference maker.
So would you go this time?
It's during football playoffs.
Oh, it's a Saturday night?
Yeah. That's pretty much a go.
Yeah,
right
it's
there.
A go.
Yeah.
Saturday night's a go. Come on.
That'll be fun. No traffic. That was a big thing that stopped me this time. I'm going to drive out there on a Wednesday at 5 o'clock all the way to West Valley.
Yeah.
Saturday.
It was tough.
Cake,
yeah.
man.
Let's do yeah, it.
So they'll be back. Tool is coming back. Maynard forgot his stuff. They're retracing their steps, and they will have another show out here. Same place?
Yes. Wow. And later this midday, I will have some Tool tickets
oh
to give away.
Already?
There you go. Already.
Nice. All right, Larry.
Yeah, before you can buy them.
That's all good. So Tool's coming back in January. Now it's time for Brady to entertain us all. Brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. I went to their airplane seminar Friday night. Absolutely awesome. We got to fight on a plane. We got trained on what to do in the event of a Looney Tune sitting next to you on a plane and just did a ton of
Why
great
do you always
work.
Practice on a plane? What about a boat?
We've done that. We can do anything. You put it together. They built a plane. They built an entire house upstairs for if someone breaks into your house. They've
what
got
about a car?
A bar. They've
Carjacking?
Got cars. It's very similar to being in a plane. Carjacking stuff. They've got that. They got all sorts of different ways.
Bike? Riding a bike?
If you have your bike jacked, it's just basically a fight, but sure. All that. All of it is, all of it. There's a defense for everything, and they will teach you that, man. We've done just about everything you need to do. You're in quite a pickle if you're on a boat. Somebody boat jacks you.
Didn't you see Under Siege?
No.
Yeah, they took over
That's a
the
big
ship.
Boat, though.
It's, yeah, that's a big boat. Yeah.
It's a bigger boat than what I've been
choppered in, man.
Nobody. Military.
But Casey Ryback took
All right.
care of everything.
I'm not sure how Jay and Josh would handle this, but I'm saying if you're on a boat and a helicopter tries to land on you, drive the boat away. Faster.
Yeah.
Just move the boat faster. Yeah. That's it. But if they
the
are.
The Somali pirates do it all the time.
Yeah, they do.
Landing helicopters.
Because you know why?
No, they use the grappling hooks.
Because these damn liberal politicians won't let the guys in the barges have weapons. And so the Somali pirates found that out and they're like, okay.
Well, they've been raiding for years.
Yeah, but they used to have guns. Now they can just get on and off. Now they let them have guns
Quick,
again. You don't hear about
hit
this.
Hit them with a confetti gun.
Yeah, you don't hear them anymore. Yeah.
Flare gun.
Rip Taylor defense. Oh! What are they doing? I am the confetti-covered captain now. So anyway, yeah, there's a thing for everything. You know, we did that plane one. It was amazing. They've got all sorts of stuff. They have a law enforcement one coming up here in a little while where the cops can hone their skills and get a little extra. It is unreal what we did. We had pilots in that class on Friday night saying, man, this is invaluable. The stuff we're taught and the stuff we just learned are two different planets. And that's because Jay up there in Phoenix is ever evolving the system to be unbelievable. And we did the knife defense and everything else. I was with Suns announcer Kevin Ray, not Al McCoy, beating the tar out of each other and having the time of our lives. It was unbelievable. And you can get involved in this thing. Get in great shape while you're doing it. All sorts of great different workouts. They've got the elite training that just it dovetails so beautifully into the self-defense. It's ridiculous. You got to see it to believe it. It's an achievement. It is not a workout. And if you want to go out there, go where I go, the House of Brews up there in Phoenix with Jay and Josh. Love that. Tony's got Glendale covered. Michael is out in Chandler. The whole place is surrounded. You might as well work out with a mission. ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Pat Sajak had to undergo emergency surgery on a blocked intestine last week. So Vanna White took over.
How bad was
his
it?
Host. The full week.
Who did the letters?
She filled in for the, she filled in the past. In 1996, because Pat lost his voice.
Oh.
Laryngitis.
Who does the letters when she's hosting?
A dude.
Midway through, there was, and then midway through the tapings that she did was Disney Week. So I think Mickey might have stepped in there and flipped some letters.
Who dies first, Trebek or Pat Sajak?
It's a tight battle now. Trebek's hanging on. I would like it if Vanna's like, I'll take a G. Hang on.
This year,
walk all
over there. Bing, bing, bing.
All right, spin the goddamn wheel.
What if she's great at it?
And then you can fire her and, or fire Pat and just have her do both?
Yeah.
Or just move the board closer.
I always wondered that. Yeah. Why is it so far away?
Yeah, I mean, so you can see it, I suppose. It's like if people have their heads pulled back like the menu's too close. I don't know. Just cancel for a week. Nobody's going to notice it.
Jeremy Roenick was on a podcast, and he was telling stories about when he was in Chicago. He played great golf stuff with Michael Jordan.
They boozed up 36 holes.
1992. Played two rounds of golf. It was the day that the Bulls were playing the Cleveland Cavaliers. He figured Michael would play 18 and just call it a day. He says, we play the first 18. Michael has about 10 Bud Lights. I win a couple of grand from him on the golf course. We go into the bar, have a couple more beers. Michael's like, let's turn it around. Let's do it again. Another 18.
My God. He's an animal.
Gets a couple more grand off him. He's like, it was the greatest day ever. And he's like, he was hammered. And Michael bets him an additional bet. He says, I'll bet you $1,000.
Yeah. Well, JR said, Roenick says to him, I'm going to bet on the Cavs tonight. You're plastered. This is done. And he goes, I'll bet you $1,000. And I go for 40 and we win by at least 20 or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. And he went for 56 points or something?
52.
Okay.
And they won by 26.
Yeah. And Roenick's like, that was unreal. 36 holes of boozing. And he goes and puts 52 over Elo and the Cavs. Knocks them. That was a good Cavaliers team in 92.
It was.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
If like, it's all fixed.
No. How many of your favorite athletes are
they're all drunks.
Like, game week.
They're all
like,
drunk.
I'm sitting there wondering, why do the Bears look so bad? Maybe Mitch Trubisky's out there getting hammered every
alcohol
day. I don't
problem
know.
Well, if he did, he'd be great, because
it's like
David Wells, Mickey Mantle, everybody, Vita Blue, Doc Ellis, everybody's got a great story. Did it stoned or drunk?
You know that there's the ones that can't handle it, too.
Oh, yeah, no, tons. Mark Grace is not one of them, though. Grace would be like, oh, we go out drinking all night long, have that day game, go grab some of that yellow sunshine out of that bowl they used to give us. Get all pepped up.
Look at Josh Gordon.
Speckled
he goes
trout
missing.
Yeah.
Josh Gordon doesn't reappear for a game.
And Kellen Winslow Jr. climbs through windows of old folks' homes.
Right. So plenty of people that can't handle it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, it's a limited group, but still a great story. And Michael Jordan was a gambling addict, and you knew that that came with drinking.
O.J. Simpson is suing
Twitter world.
The Cosmopolitan in Vegas. Because he claims they defamed him by banning him in 2017 after falsely accusing him of being drunk and disruptive. They
really
said, "Get out of our."
This is the worst thing I've ever been accused of. I will sue somebody for defaming me. My good name of O.J. Simpson was ruined by the Cosmopolitan for saying that I was trouble in public. We all know that's not true.
Does the judge just laugh when that comes in front of him, or what?
All right, let's take a look at the docket here.
Who now?
Orenthal J. Simpson suing the entire Cosmopolitan for defamation of character. What did they say about you? Did they mention the murders?
I don't know what you're talking about, Judge. They said I was drunk and disorderly, and I don't deal with that well. People talking bad about me.
The file has an
You are O.J. Simpson, right? You're the. You look like the same guy.
It is, because he's got the autograph of O.J. Yeah. And the the Buffalo Bills.
I'm former Buffalo Bill and Hall of Famer O.J. Simpson. That's what I'm known for.
I got to tell you.
I knew you for something else.
There's a couple other things you might be omitting.
I don't know what that could be, sir, but I will not be called a drunk in public. I draw the line right there.
All right.
Does he know they have cameras? Kyle's
of everything.
Nicole didn't.
That is not me.
Imagine if we had that whole imagine if we had that whole thing on a Ring doorbell.
Clearly, this is your head, OJ.
Oh, man.
Oh, geez.
OJ, she had a Ring doorbell.
I don't know what that is.
Well, here's like, it's like a fisheye lens of you cutting off two people's heads.
Oh. Well, this changes everything. I was drunk and disorderly. I should probably go to jail for that. Let's ignore the other things.
Doesn't matter. Wasn't
OJ.
Me.
They
had,
always a
they had
treat.
Cameras back then, right, for residential homes.
Yeah, but they were like, you know, you'd get sitting up in the above the thing.
And they had some strip. Money, so you'd think.
Somebody's got it on film.
Possible.
I'll wait till OJ dies, because that's what I would do. I wouldn't get that out while he's alive. Word is there's a video of OJ doing it.
I'll be right back.
Oh, I know where he's going.
He's got all of it.
Hello, Twitter world. Mr. Zapruder, I'm here for you.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they've videotaped Kennedy's assassination. You know somebody's hanging on to OJ's tapes. Yikes. That's it. Happy Veterans Day to all of our veterans. Great job to everyone who showed up here at the station to help with KUPD deployment. Unbelievable. And thanks again to our sponsors, Lerner & Rowe, our friends at LGE right next door. They're amazing people. And, of course, Modelo. The whole crew was down here. We had Bluebell ice cream. We had Bottoms Up. Who else do we have?
Mustache pretzels.
I'm missing some people, but you guys all know you did a great thing. And awesome. And thanks to everybody who just showed up. Thank you very much. And to our troops, great job. That's all we can say. Hong tying on the plex, guys. Hong tying on the plex.
El Savio.
Thanks to all the kids from Zaharis Elementary, too. That was a big pile of misspelled letters that we're going to send out to the gang and show them what they're fighting for.
Already distributed.
The future of dummies.
Did your pile get in the boxes?
My pile got in the box. They were awesome. That was really cool. And the kids were awesome to do it, and it was pretty neat. So thanks to everybody who participated. Have yourselves a great Veterans Day. If you see somebody who served, tell them thank you. That's all you need to do today. That's enough. It'll go all the way around. And if you see somebody sitting there and they're having a meal, they happen to be in uniform, kick in. Don't be cheap. Buy that guy or lady lunch or dinner. That's the way it works. We're done. You guys have a great one. We'll see you tomorrow on the Morning Sickness. So long!
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy.